Hello, it's May 6th. It's good you're here. We begin today with the story of Little Lee. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen, known for his 1950s television program, Life is Worth Living, was asked on national television who inspired him. Many probably expected to hear him say the Pope, a nun, or a well-known saint. Instead, he answered, "The one who inspired me was a little Chinese girl." As the story goes, Little Lee was living in a village after Mao Zedong completed his communist takeover of China in the early 1950s. Troops invaded the parish church, imprisoned its priest, and scattered consecrated hosts on the floor. In communist China, people faced torture, imprisonment, and death if they mentioned God and practiced their beliefs. Under pressure, many people abandoned the faith, but not Little Lee. Each night, the parish priest would observe her from his imprisonment as she spent an hour in prayer, then bowed down to the ground to receive one of the sacred hosts with her tongue. Little Lee did this for 32 days until there was only one sacred host left. On this last day, the priest watched in horror as a soldier entered and shot Little Lee in the sanctuary. Little Lee, even after she was shot, struggled to crawl to the Blessed Sacrament so she could receive Jesus for the last time. When the priest was released, he went to the United States where he shared the heroic story of this brave and faithful young girl. Her witness was so inspiring to Archbishop Sheen that he never missed a holy hour during his 60 years of priesthood. Let's turn now to our scripture. But Saul grew all the stronger and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that this is the Messiah. After a long time had passed, the Jews conspired to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. Acts chapter 9, verses 22 to 24. Paul grows stronger, spiritually, and probably rhetorically. He begins his mission right here in Damascus and follows a pattern he will use elsewhere, going first to the synagogues to preach to the Jewish people. The results are not entirely encouraging. The Jewish leaders lay a plot to kill him. This is the first attempt on Paul's life. It won't be the last. When Paul returns to Jerusalem, they attempt to kill him there. Some years later, when he returns to Jerusalem from one of his journeys, he is attacked by an angry crowd who would have killed him if the Roman soldiers hadn't stepped in. When the ensuing trial is moved to Caesarea for Paul's safety, there is a plot to kill him along the way. But in the face of all this, Paul is fearless. He had met the risen Lord, and from then on, nothing else mattered. Writing to the Philippians from jail, he uses the accounting terms of gains and losses. Whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss, because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, that I may gain Christ. What peace. What freedom. What a great way to live. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.